Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the Right Radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on overcoming. And we're going to conclude talking on overcoming shame and humiliation. God wants you to get free from that shame and humiliation. That's the painful feeling of guilt and incompetence and indecency, being dishonored or disgraced in your life. What's the opposite? God brings honor and respect, and He will exalt you, praise God. Shame is a negative emotion. It comes because of the work of sin, either in your own life or of sin committed against you. Have you been offended? Have you had a wrong against you? It can bring shame and humiliation. Do you have a consciousness of past sins and past failures and setbacks and hurts and wounds that can be ministering shame and humiliation? Do you have guilt over injured reputation or embarrassment and things in life? Guilt and condemnation over the past. That's ministering shame and all kinds of destructive effects to your emotions. God wants you to get free. Have you been through some traumatic things such as rape or incest or some sort of abuse, whether it's verbal or physical, mental or sexual in your life? God wants you to get free from the effects of that sin against you, which has brought shame and humiliation in your life. Very important. Of course, sin brings forth shame and humiliation. Whenever we walk in sin, then we try to hide ourselves and we draw back from dealing with a problem. And that's, of course, the wrong reaction. Sin will bring shame and humiliation, while when we walk in the ways of righteousness and obedience, then we'll be honored and we will have respect with God and we will be blessed in our life. Shame is the promotion of fools, the Bible says. If a person walks and commits sins such as adultery, that says their shame will continually be before them. If we're a sluggard and lazy and do nothing, sleeping in harvest, the Bible says that brings shame. If we walk in pride, and you know pride always goes before a fall, it's going to precede shame. When that fall comes, it brings that shame and that humiliation in our life. If we refuse the instruction of God's Word, the Bible says you're going to get poverty and shame. If you're one who always speaks things before you think things through, then you're going to be bringing a lot of shame and humiliation. You'll humiliate yourself because you say things before you think about them and you actually end up putting your foot in your mouth. It's important that we learn to think before we speak. Evil companionship will bring forth shame. A child left to himself will also bring forth shame. Any kind of sexual areas that are inconsistent with the Word of God, homosexuality, lesbianism, any of these kind of things brings forth shame. Any kind of sexual sin will bring forth shame. God wants you to turn away from that and get free. Of course, when we were the servants of sin, it was bringing shame. But now we are no longer the servants of sin. We now can walk free from it. Praise God. Now, this shame cycle that works, the devil just delights in this. This is the way he works. He tries to get you into an area of sin or to commit sin against you, have someone else commit sin against you. And then if you have the wrong reaction, it brings shame and humiliation or a disgracing to your life. And if you focus your attention on self, then that emotional pain comes occurs in a person's life. Or many times, the effects of shame, it will destroy you from within. It'll just eat you. It will take away your self-respect. Many people will draw back and they kind of hide within fear, so it causes a change in your personality. Others will have a self-hatred and a self-disgust, and they'll be very down on themselves and even do things that are self-punishing. It will take away your self-confidence and your boldness and your courage when you have shame over sin. In fact, shame over sin, oftentimes, though, linked with pride, the person will refuse to admit it, refuse to need his help, and he'll just get into denial. He denies it because he doesn't want to deal with it, doesn't want anybody to know about his sin, which has brought shame upon him. God wants you to get this thing dealt with in your life. You can't cover it over. It's not going to go away. It will cause a low self-image within you. Of course, shame brings embarrassment, and the devil delights in bringing the recall of these past things. He brings that spirit of memory recall to quicken these things to you continually. And it brings much frustration. It'll cause a loss of personal dignity. It'll cause a feeling of personal devaluation and emotional pain continually working. And it causes you to want to lie down and give up. We saw that scripture over in Jeremiah chapter 3. Also, if you've been through brokenheartedness and heaviness and self-pity, more than likely you have yielded to things in the flesh or in dealing with things wrongly, and it's brought shame and humiliation upon you in your life. The devil just delights in these things. If you have a situation where shame has occurred, get your attention off yourself. If your attention's on yourself, then the emotional pain will result. And then people covering it over will go into some area of sin, many times into compulsive behavior. They'll get into all kinds of compulsive behavior, eating or drinking or sexual things, lust or buying, selling, I mean, all kinds of things. They'll do anything that will just kind of relieve the pain of having to deal with that shame and humiliation. God doesn't want you to have that. And so many people are plagued with guilt and condemnation and that emotional pain. And, of course, to cover that over, it just calls for more compulsive behavior of some sort. And that's the way addictions get a hold of people, that vicious cycle of unrestrained compulsive behavior through failure and sin and shame and humiliation. And so they just keep on doing more compulsive acts, and it brings them into great bondage. Now, we talked about in the last broadcast how to be free from it, and we're going to refer to that again today, and also how to keep yourself from shame. First of all, you determine the source of shame, where it came into. Then you confess the sin of that shame reaction, which was selfishness. Then you also forgive yourself and forgive the person who caused it, if it was caused by someone else. You need to choose to love that person and choose to love yourself, value yourself. And you've got to repent and turn from that reaction of shame, whether it was fear to hide or self-hatred or denial or self-disgust or trying to cover it up in some way. You also need to receive deliverance to get the spirits cast out that came in from that. And then do the word. Build up those walls. We saw that scripture in Nehemiah 2. Build up the walls so you'll be no more reproach. Do the word. Walk free from shame. Start loving yourself. Start doing the opposite of the reaction that you made. If you are drawing back in fear, God says, fear not. If you are denying the thing and not dealing with it, you're going to do the opposite. You're going to face that problem and deal with it head on. And of course, we realize that Jesus took our shame and He bore it away to restore our personal dignity and our honoring us. He will honor us as we come to Him. Praise God. And now you can keep yourself from shame if you'll walk in line with the Word of God. In 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you don't know the word, then you're going to fall into shame and humiliation because you're going to be walking in sin. If you stay sound in the word by studying the word, you'll be a workman that's going to go forth and do the works of God, and you will not be ashamed. Praise God. We saw over in Titus chapter 2, verse 6 to 8 there, it talks about doing good works and good doctrine and good speech. This is going to help you to walk in the ways of God. And then as you're doing the word and you're walking in His ways, you will not have shame and humiliation coming upon you. In Psalms 119, verse 6, it says, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. We've got to learn to be a hearer and a doer of the word. And when we look to the Lord and do what His word says, keeping His commandments, then we're not going to be ashamed. Over in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, it says, having a good conscience, that says, whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, that they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you. If you've been falsely accused, if you have a good conscience because you've done things right, you've done things according to the Word of God, you have done what God has told you to do in a situation, then even when people falsely accuse you, you will not let that shame come in. You need a good conscience. That's having your heart right with the Lord. Now, remember, if you have sinned, you've got to face that thing. You've got to deal with that thing. You're going to have to confess that sin. You're going to have to face up to it. Don't deny it, otherwise it'll bring shame and humiliation upon you in your life. And over in 1 John 2, the Bible says in verse 28, if we abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. We don't want to be ashamed before Him in His coming. And how's that going to happen? If we abide in Him, we're walking in His ways, we're going to have fruit. And if we have fruit, and more fruit, and much fruit, we will not be ashamed, because God is coming back for a church that's going to be without spot and wrinkle, and one that's going to be fruitful, praise God. In Romans 9, the Bible talks about, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. If you believe on Jesus and believe the Word, you won't have shame and humiliation because of not seeing the promises. Instead, you'll be seeing the promises of God. You'll have honor. You'll have good respect. You'll have a good self-attitude towards yourself, praise God. Over in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, whosoever shall be ashamed of Me and of My words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when He cometh in the glory of His Father with the holy angels. We can't show the fact that we're going to walk with God and then turn around and be ashamed of His words. If you're ashamed of Him and of His words, if you deny Him in your action, you deny Him in your words, you deny Him in the things that you are involved in, then you are going to see that shame will come upon you. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. We've got to watch that we walk in line with the Word. Revelation 16:15 says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Whenever you're walking naked, you're going to see your shame. Don't walk naked if we put on the armor of God, if we put the Word of God in our life. We put on the garments of God. If we walk in line with the Word, we won't be naked and we won't be ashamed. So get in the Word of God and abide in Him. Also, 2 Timothy 1:8, be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. We're not to be ashamed of the things that we're going to suffer. We are going to suffer persecution. You know, a major thing that hinders people from being a witness is shame and humiliation. They're really ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. So God wants you to get in the Word of God. Do the good works of God. Have good speech and good doctrine. Keep His commandments. Have a good conscience before you. Glorify God. Stand on His Word. Abide in Him. Believe on Him. And do the Word. If you do the Word, then you show the fact that you're not ashamed of Him. And put on the Word of God. Get filled up with the Word. Walk in His ways. And watch God set you free from that shame and humiliation in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.